This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. Chhat festival being observed by offering arga to the setting sun today. Department of Drug Administration banned the sale and distribution of hand sanitizer produced by six companies, and U.S. President-elect Joe Biden declared winner in Georgia after manual ballot count. Now, the news in detail. The Chhat festival is being observed by offering arga to the setting sun today. Also known as Sun Shashti, Chhat is celebrated on Kartik Shukla Shashti after Deepavali festival. Chhati Maiya is worshipped during this festival, which is mostly celebrated in Tarai region of the country. It is equally celebrated with fervor in the Kathmandu Valley as well. On this day, devotees worship to the setting sun and Chhati Maiya. Arga is offered to the rising and setting sun by visiting the riverside and ponds where the puja takes place. It is believed that fasting observed during this festival would relieve people of trouble and miseries, and the observer is blessed with good fortune. On the occasion of Chhat festival, President Bidya Devi Bhandari has extended her best wishes to all Nepalese sisters and brothers at home and abroad. In a message of best wishes, President Bidya Devi Bhandari expressed her belief that Chhat festival would motivate all Nepalese to end the class, caste and gender-based disparity to build a progressive, civilized and prosperous society. Wishing all Nepalese peace, prosperity, health and longevity, President Bhandari urged one and all to celebrate the festival by observing precautionary measures against coronavirus. The President stated that the Chhat festival would help promote unique culture of Nepal and contribute to further augmenting the mutual goodwill, tolerance and fraternity among the Nepalese, thereby strengthening the national unity. Similarly, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has extended the best wishes to all sisters and brothers at home and abroad for their peace, progress and prosperity on the occasion of Chhat festival. Prime Minister Oli wished that the Chhat festival would encourage all Nepalese for national unity in order to fight against coronavirus and to fulfill national goal, prosperous Nepal, happy Nepali. Likewise, Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun has expressed belief that Chhat festival would further strengthen national unity by increasing mutual harmony, tolerance, brotherhood and unity among the Nepalese. In a message today on the occasion of Chhat festival, Vice President Pun said the multi-ethnic, multi-religious, multi-culture and secular country is rich in various religions and cultures. Such elements have made Nepal more beautiful as well as strengthening national unity. A 71-year-old woman of Bode Barsai Municipality 3 of Saptari District died of coronavirus infection in Dharan last night. District Health Office Saptari Chief Dunialal Yadav said she was undergoing treatment at BP Koirala Institute of Health Sciences. Ward Chair of Beldadi Rural Municipality of Kanchanpur District, Krishna Bahadur Rokaya, was found dead hanging in a tree. Police have informed that the chair was found hanging in a tree this morning. Area Police Office, Beldadi Police Inspector Rajendra Bahadur Singh informed that an investigation into the incident is underway. Department of Drug Administration has banned the sale and distribution of hand sanitizer produced by six companies. The department banned the sale and distribution of hand sanitizers produced by six companies after methanol was found mixed in the sanitizer in course of recent market monitoring carried out by the department. Director General of the department, Bharat Bhattarai, said that the sale and the distribution of hand sanitizer of six companies have been banned after methanol was found in the sanitizer against the Instant Hand Sanitizer Standard 2076 in course of carrying out test at National Medicine Lab. Methanol was found mixed in hand sanitizer produced by Sita Herbal Sunsari, Makalu Herbal Sunsari, Sunima Ayurvedic Company, Morang, MK Herbal Lalitpur, and Galaxy Dental and Surgical Morang. Earlier, the department had already banned sanitizers of various Indian, Chinese, and Nepalese companies for not meeting the standard. 16 corona-infected persons undergoing treatment at different isolation wards in Banke district have returned home following successful health recovery. District Health Office Banke's corona focal person Naresh Shrestha said 8 men and 8 women have returned home after recovery. With this, the total number of recoveries in Banke district has reached 3,430. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden's victory in Georgia has been confirmed by a recount as legal efforts by Donald Trump's allies to challenge his defeat were dismissed in three states. According to audit required by state law, the Democrat beat his Republican rival in Georgia by 12,284 votes. Mr. Biden said he was confident Mr. Trump knew he was not going to win and had shown incredible irresponsibility. The Democrat is set to take office in January as the 46th U.S. president. Mr. Biden's victory margin in the public vote overall stands at more than 5.9 million. His victory in the U.S. Electoral College system, which determines who becomes president, is projected to be 306 to 232. The head of the World Health Organization, WHO, Dr. Tedros A. Ghebreyesus, has denied accusations made by Ethiopia's army chief that he helped to procure weapons for the Tigray People's Liberation Front, TPLF. The TPLF is fighting federal troops. Dr. Tedros is Tigrayan and was health minister in the previous Ethiopian government, which was led by the TPLF. Dr. Tedros said in a tweet, "There have been reports suggesting I am taking sides in this situation. This is not true. I want to say that I am only one side, and that is the side of peace," he added. His comments came after Jen Berhanu Jula said in a press conference that Dr. Tedros had left no stone unturned to support the TPLF and help them get weapons. He did not provide any evidence to support his allegations. Hundreds have died in the conflict in Tigray since the beginning of November. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has toured a Jewish settlement in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. This is the first such visit by the top U.S. official. The trip to Sagot came after a year after Mr. Pompeo said the settlements did not contradict international law, reversing a long-held U.S. position. The declaration outraged Palestinians who oppose settlements on land they claimed for a future independent state. Mr. Pompeo later paid a similar visit to the occupied Golan Heights. President Donald Trump last year officially recognized Israeli sovereignty over the strategic plateau, which Israel seized from the Syria in the 1967 Middle East War and annexed in 1981. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal, but before wrapping up, our top stories once again. Chhat festival is being observed by offering urga to the setting sun today. Department of Drug Administration banned the sale and distribution of hand sanitizer produced by six companies, and U.S. President-elect Joe Biden declared winner in Georgia after manual ballot count. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.